This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
Okay, my dear friends, thank you very much for holding on. I really apologize for the delay. But in your zechus, Hashem should help us understand the Gemara. We're going to start from the Mishnah on the bottom of Yud Amud Beis. Okay, until now we spoke about Yadois Nedarim, Kinoi Nedarim. Now we're going to talk about a process called Hatfasa. Hatfasa is when you activate the Chalois Nedar by saying that the item that you want to prohibit should be like something else that was already Asar Al Tzeneder. So the Mishnah says, Ha'omer L'chulen. Someone who says, like, not chulen. Or the Bach has loy chulen sha'ichal. That which I'm eating should not be chulen. That has an implication, but rather it should be kashim. Loy kasher. It should not be kasher. V'loy dachi. It should not be pure. Tahar. Or it should not be tahar. The Bach, the Ran is going to say tahar means loy tahar. V'tame, or it should be tame, or noisar, it should be like something that was left over from kachim that became oisar. Now look very carefully. It doesn't say ki noisar. It should be like noisar. You just say noisar. You say that the item that I'm noisar sha'ichalach, it should be noisar, it should be pigol. And all the pigol is, the difference between noisar and pigol is noisar is something that was left over beyond the time that is allotted, and pigol is when you have kavana, when you shecht it, that it should be eaten after the time, even though it's not eaten after that time. It's eaten at the correct time. So, in all these cases, you don't even have to say ki noisar, ki pigol. You could just say noisar u pigol, because since the word itself denotes iser of kodshim, you don't even have to make it, you don't even have to use the comparative word ki. You don't even have to say ki. Even if you just say this is what it is, it would be aser. However, that's category number one. Category number not chulin, not kosher, not pure, not tahar. Tameh, noisar, pigol, it's asar. The next categories are where the word itself does not denote intrinsic iser, but you clearly mean that. You clearly mean that. Ki imra. It should be like the sheep of the pen in the mikdash. If you look in the Rush, in these cases, the Rush says, let's say you say tuma, right? Let's say you say it shouldn't be tahar or it shouldn't be dachi. Why does that mean davar hanidar? Because truma is not something that's asar mitam neder, and it could be tame, or it could be tame. Remember, if you want to use the process of hatfasa, you can only do hatfasa from something which is asur al tzeneder, not something which is asur, not something which is asur like a pig. In other words, let's say you say, I want this loaf of bread to be asur to me like a pig. It doesn't do anything, because a pig is not asur as a neder. It's just something you know how to eat. You can only use the process of hatfasa if you say, this thing that I accept upon myself not to eat should be asr like something else, which is asr mitam neder, not like something which is asr stam. So why, if you say something should be tameh, is it a valid neder? After all, even truma could be tameh. So the Rush says a very important principle, and that is stam nedarim lahachmir. Since you're trying to make a neder, therefore, we say, presumably, what you mean is something which is usher as kodshim, which became tameh, not like truma. And that's going to be a general principle throughout, even though there'll be ways to interpret it that you're not doing it in a correct procedure, but stam nedarim lahachmer, we interpret it lahachmer. Okay, the Mishnah continues. Ki imra, like the sheep in the pen, of the Tamidim, Kedirim, like the corral of the behemoths of the Karban, Ke'etzim, like the wood of the pyre of the Mizbech, Ke'ishim, like the fires on the Mizbech, Ke'mizbeach, like the altar, Ke'irushalayim, like Yerushalayim. Meaning, what does it mean, Ke'irushalayim? Like something which is brought as a Karban in Yerushalayim. In all of these cases, oh, thank you. Kehechal, like something that's brought in the hechal of the Mikdash. Ke Yerushalayim, or nadar be'echad mikol misham she'amizvech, if you made a nether with any of the tools of the Mizbeach, accessories of the Mizbeach. Afal pi shalei hizker karban, even though you did not mention the word karban, hareze nadar be'karban. It's a nedar. You are menader in something which is also like a carbon. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Ha'omer Yerushalayim, someone who says this should be Yerushalayim, not Ki Yerushalayim, Lo Yamar Klum, has not said anything. See the Ran on Daf Yud Aleph Amud Aleph, second line, Tahar Tamei Pigol Noisar Asar. Kachi Agirsa Benus Chais. This is the Girsa in Arnus. Chais V'kash Be'inai. It's difficult in my eyes. Ma Ika Bein Tahar L'Dachi. What's the difference between Tahar and Dachi? Dekivan de tanach ledachi belamid, since it taught dachi with a lamid, mekhlal de beloy lamid loy mitzar. Right? You said loy dachi. It should not be pure. That implies if you don't say lamid or not, it's not usr. Vekivan chikain, since this is so, ki amar tahar, if you said tahar, beloy lamid, without a lamid, lama ye usr, why should it be usr? Vahaloy dachi. But dachi targumai shal tahar. Dachi is the targum of tahar. Matsasi, in other words, so why does the Mishnah say two cases that mean the exact same thing, dachi and tahar? And by dachi it says loy dachi, and by tahar it just says tahar. It doesn't say loy tahar. Umatsasi la Rambam zal perkav mehilchas nadarm shikas of tahar belamed. The Rambam learns that tahar is also belamed. V'tamei pigal noisar beloy lamed. Those where you say the iser is without a lamed. V'chei nirali ikar. By the way, the Ran then goes on to say, if you're goyres in the Mishnah loy tahar, it's good because it says explicitly not tahar. And if we're not goyres it would seem because it says loy dachi already. By dachi, it didn't have to say loy tahar by tahar, because that's obviously what it means. The Ran says it taught in the Mishnah three dinim that anytime you say a name that the mashmois is laheter, in other words, the first dinim in the Mishnah, loy chulin, loy kasher, loy dachi, loy tahar, you're saying it shouldn't be kosher, so that implies, but it should be not kosher. And we use the principle Meklal Avata Shemahein. And anytime you use a lashon that's Moira Isser, like Tamei Pigol Noisar, then if you say Loi Pigol Loi Noisar, then obviously it's not a neder, because you're saying it shouldn't be Tamei. And in these, like I pointed out, you don't have to say Kih, because these, the word itself implies iser. You don't need to say ke. It's only when you're matfisit in something which it's not clear that it's usr. Like imra, dirim, eitzim. Their name is not moira, the shem iser, the Ran says. So therefore you would have to say the ke. Look at the end of the Ran's on the Mishnah. Ke imra, ke sesho carbon, like the sheep of a carbon, the stam nadarm lachmer. Stam nadarm were machmer. V'oy demashma dekiseh hayadua karban. It's like the well-known set. Kedirim kekarbanish abadirim. Like the karbanis in the corral. Ke'itzim kishnei gizrei itzim. Like the two wooden woods. Like the two pyres of wood. Shehoi orech agabi maracha. That they would arrange on the pyre. Kedachsiv ubiar ala koin itzim. Ke'ishim kishal havay shal ish. Like the flame of fire. Shal mizbeach. Kirushalayim, kekarbanash Yerushalayim, ha'imer Yerushalayim lo yamar klum, mishum deloy amar ki Yerushalayim. Okay, let's see the Gemara. The Gemara is very short tonight. Savruha, we thought, the Ram points out, even though normally Savruha implies Ahavamina, and here it's even what we say in the Maskana, but Savruha, originally the Gemara thought, Mai lechulin, what does it mean? Not chulin, or to chulin. It means loy lechulin, it shouldn't be chulin. Lahavi, but rather ela carbon, but it should be a carbon. Mani masnisin, who does the Mishnah go like? I remeir, if it's remeir. The Mishnah can't be remeir because less le miklal lavatash mehen. Remeir holds, we do not say that we can infer from no, yes. We're, in other words, loy lechulin implies it shouldn't be chulin, but rather it should be usser. But who says we subscribe to that idea that miklal lavatash mehen? Remeir, we know famously the source of tenai, of stipulation in the Torah, is the tenai b'nei gad b'nei ruvin, where Moshe Rabbeinu said, if you fight ahead of your brethren, then you'll inherit in the Transjordan. And if you don't, you won't. So there, Remeir holds, you need to actually spell out that if you do the right thing, I'll give you what you want. And if you don't, you won't. Because Remeir holds, if Moshe Rabbeinu would have just said, if you fight ahead of your enemies, you'll get the Transjordan, then the Tanai Remeir would hold would not be binding, and they would still get the Transjordan, because they never spelled out, and if you don't fight ahead of your brethren, you won't get it. Rabbi Yehuda holds, we could figure out, Meklal Avata Shemeahin, meaning Remeir holds, you need Tanai Kafel, right? Remeir holds that when you make a stipulation, you have to say, if you do your end of the bargain, I'll do my end. And you also have to add, and if you don't do your end of the bargain, then I won't do my end. Rabbi Yehuda says you don't have to spell out both. But it can't be Rav Meir, because Rav Meir holds, we do not say, Miklalav Atar Shemehin. The Tanan, we learned in the Mishnah, Rav Meir Oimer, Kol Tanai She'enu Ketanai B'nei Gad B'nei Ruvin, any stipulation, which is not like the stipulation of B'nei Gad B'nei Ruvin, Eino Tanai is not a Tanai. Ella Rabbi Yehuda. Rather, the Mishnah must be Rabbi Yehuda. Ema Seifa, but then tell me the Seifa, Rabbi Yehuda Oimer. Rabbi Yehuda says, Ha'Oimer Yerushalayim lo yomer klum. If you say it should be Yerushalayim, you didn't say anything. So then, me the Seifa, Rabbi Yehuda, from the fact that the Seifa is Rabbi Yehuda, Reisha lav Rabbi Yehuda, the Reisha is not Rabbi Yehuda. So who's the Mishnah? The Mishnah can't be Rameir, because Rameir holds we don't say Miklal lav atah shemehin. The Mishnah can't be Rabbi Yehuda, because the Seifa is Rabbi Yehuda. Says the Gemara, Kula Rabbi Yehuda hi. Really, the whole Mishnah is Rabbi Yehuda. V'hachi k'tani, this is what the Mishnah means. She Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Rabbi Yehuda would say, Ha'imer Yerushalayim lo yomer klum. The whole Mishnah is Rabbi Yehuda, and not Rabbi Yehuda Omer. She Rabbi Yehuda Omer, because Rabbi Yehuda would say, anyone who says Yerushalayim didn't say anything. Says the Gemara, V'chi Omer ki Yerushalayim lo Rabbi Yehuda mi mitzar. But you're saying that if it's Rabbi Yehuda, does Rabbi Yehuda hold that someone who says, Ki Yerushalayim, it's Asr? But we know elsewhere Rabbi Yehuda holds Ki Yerushalayim is not Asr, because what do you mean Ki Yerushalayim? Yerushalayim is not an Isser. But Tanya, we learned in a Brisa, Rabbi Yehuda Oimer, Ha'Oimer Ki Yerushalayim, Layam Raklam. Anyone who says, like Yerushalayim, you didn't say anything. Ad Sheyidar Bedavar Hakarei B'Yerushalayim. Until you are menader in something that's brought as a carbon in Yerushalayim. Ad sheyidar bedavar akar Yerushalayim, until you make a neder in something that's brought in Yerushalayim. Says Gemara, no, the whole Mishnah is Rabbi Yehuda. We have a brisa, Rabbi Yehuda says, ke is not good. Kula Rabbi Yehuda hi, it's all Rabbi Yehuda. Utrei tanoi alib de Rabbi Yehuda. It's two different tanoim who argue what Rabbi Yehuda holds, that the Tanav Mishnah is Rabbi Yehuda, and the Tanav our Mishnah holds that Rabbi Yehuda says that Ki Yerushalayim is good. Let's see the runs on the Gemara. Savrua. Hai Savrua b'maskana namikai. This Savrua stands in the Maskana as well. With the Kavase Beresh Bava Basra. We have such an example in the beginning of Bava Basra. Lesle Meklalava Toshmehin. To who boy tenai kafura? Meir holds you need a doubled tenai. Could the yalef mit tenai b'nei gad b'nei ruvin? Like we learn out from the tenai b'nei gad b'nei ruvin, the chsiv im yavru. If you cross over, you'll get what we agree. Im lo yavru. The Tanan Rameir Oimer Beperka Oimer Bekedushin. So the Ran asks, what do you mean? Reb Meir only holds that you need a Tanai Kafel by Mamain. By Isser, he holds you don't need a Tanai Kafel. V'yaf agav de amina b'shvus ha'idus dechil asle the Rameir glav hein dechil asle the Rameir mekalav hein. Even though we say in shvus ha'idus that when Rameir does not hold of Miklalav Atoshimahein, B'mamayna, only by Mamon, B'Yisur Islay, he holds you don't need a Tanai Kafel. He holds that by Isser, we do say Miklalav Atoshimahein. Right, you hear the question? The question is, the din that Rameir holds you need a Tanai Kafel doesn't apply by Isser, and Nadarim is Isser, it's not Mamon. Rameir only holds you need a double Tanai by Mamon. The answer is, he holds that you need a double Tanai by Mamain or by Isser that entails Mamain. It's only pure Isser. He holds you don't need a Tanai Kafel. He says, V'yafa gav de amrina b'shuas ha'idus chilas ra'meir m'klavat hein v'mamain b'yisra isle ha'asikna hasam. We conclude over there, de b'soita v'edus lesle. By soita and edus, he holds, we don't say m'klavat ha'shamahein. Mishum dehava isura de ispe mamayna. It's isur that entails money. Unadarm nami mamayna ispu. Nadarm also entails money. Dehainu cheftsa de misarle, the item that becomes asur to him. Elo amar Rabbi Huda. But Rabbi Huda said, the amar beperk hashaleach. We say in perk hashaleach, gabe moitse is ishta mishum neder. If you divorce your wife because of neder, to loy boy tnai kafel. It's Rabbi Huda who holds that by, if you divorce your wife, you don't need a Tanai Kafel. Ela Amrina Meklalav Atashemehin. If you divorce your wife because of her Nadarim, then you could retract if it turns out she doesn't have Nadarim. So now the Ran has a very interesting question. What's the problem? Who's the Mishnah like? It's not like Rameir. It's not like Rabbi Huda. So maybe it's like a different Tana. Maybe it's like another Tana who holds Miklalav Atoshimehin, namely V'afagav de Rabbi Chanina Polagalid Rameir B'tznai Kafel Perika Oimer. So maybe it's Rabbi Chanina. Filohachi boy lo'ukmei lo'misnei k'Rabbi Huda. We prefer to establish the Mishnah like Rabbi Huda Mishnah da'ayriba because Rabbi Huda is in the Mishnah. V'afagav de Itzrach le'tchukei, even though we have to now be madchik ulameimar tre Tanoi aliba de Rabbi Huda. And rather than establish it like Rabbi Chanina, Shalai Nisker Baklal, who's not mentioned at all, says Gemara, Mi the Seifa Rabbi Huda, have a Reisha Lav Rabbi Huda. The fact that the Seifa is Rabbi Huda, the Reisha is not Rabbi Huda. The Migdatani Seif Rabbi Huda Oimer, Meklal Dad Hasha Lav Rabbi Huda Bechud Ketani, that's Masha. Then until now, it's not Rabbi Huda. So Gemara says, Kula Rabbi Huda, he says, Aran Rabbi Huda Oimer. We read it that Rabbi Huda said, "Ha'omer Yerushalayim lo yamar klum." Why? Kivan shalai hisker kaf hadimyain. Since you didn't say the comparative kaf, v'adin la'imra. The same thing would be if you didn't say ki imra. You just said imra or dirim ve'etsim. Why did it pick Yerushalayim? Ela denakar Yerushalayim mishum de samachle. It picked Yerushalayim because. That was the last case mentioned. Avo bepigol noisar v'tame moidu Yehuda. By the other cases, Rabbi Huda would be moida, like we explained that you don't need the kaf adimyon, delay by kaf, like I explained the kumash perash v'mishnah seinu, because the word itself denotes iser mishum hachi tanu lo tana b'loy kaf. Tre tanoi aliba de Rabbi Huda. Tana de Masnis and Savar, the Tana of our Mishnah holds, till Rabbi Huda Daitai al Dover Hakare of Yerushalayim, that the Tana of our Mishnah holds that according to Rabbi Huda, his Das is on something that's brought in Yerushalayim, so therefore if you say Ki Yerushalayim, it is effective. V'chi Amar Ki Yerushalayim, and if you say Ki Yerushalayim, Mitzer, it's Aser. V'tana Bera Savar, and the Tana the Braisa holds the Daitai al Eitzim Vavanim. His Das is on the wood and on the stones. and therefore it's not effective until you say davar hakarav b'shlayim, ba'ad sheyadar b'darav b'davar hakarav, until you're menader and davar hakarav lo mitzar, it doesn't become asar. Okay, Rabbi Yisai, thank you very much for hanging in there. Really appreciate it. Sorry for the late time. Sorry.
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.